is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
Hatch and Gear's music special with Eagle Eye Cherry. Music special with Eagle Eye Cherry.
BFBS,
the Forces Station.
That was Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry. This is Hatch and Gear, and this is a music special with the singer Eagle Eye Cherry, who is back with his sixth studio album and new single, which we can hear a little bit later on. Welcome to BFBS Radio. Now, do we call you Eagle Eye? What do we call you?
You call me Eagle Eye.
Where did that come from?
Well, my parents were a bit alternative. My dad was on tour when I was born, and he came back checking out his newborn son sleeping, and when he looked at me, I opened one eye and looked at my dad.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's a true story, apparently, unless my dad was lying to me.
That's amazing. So have you got any nicknames, or does everybody just call you that?
I think Eagle Eye covers it. You can't come up with a better. What would be the... I mean, I know in the UK, people often shorten it to Eagle. I've noticed that when I'm there.
I just wish I had a much better nickname. It's so annoying. You've got such a cool
What's
name.
What's your nickname?
Well, my name's Richard, which is literally the most boring name anyone has ever had. So it gets shortened to Rich, which is even more boring, possibly.
Well, better than poor, anyway.
So we're obviously coming out of lockdown here in the UK. It's been a funny old time. Tell us about your experience of lockdown in Sweden.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't lock down as intensely as you've done over there, but it's been definitely different, especially as a musician, to not be able to hit the road. And I'm someone who's grew up on the road, you know, like I mentioned, my dad was a musician. So to be in one place for such a long time has been a challenge. And I've had this music ready to go, and I've had to kind of be in a holding pattern. So it's nice to finally be getting ready to get it back out here.
You've mentioned a few times you're from a very musical family. For those who haven't managed yet to connect all the dots, can you tell us all of your kind of musical connections? They are considerable, aren't they?
How much time do we have? My dad was a jazz musician, and he was quite a legend in his time. And then my sister Nena Cherry, you know, broke out in the late 80s with Buffalo Stance and Raw Like Sushi, and then the story goes on from there. And I have other people in the family who make music, but one that's most famous at the moment is Mabel, who's Nena's daughter, and I'm her uncle.
That is mad, isn't it? That's just so mad. I love that. Did you know you always wanted to be a singer and a musician?
I started out drumming. I actually knocked my first tooth out playing drums when I was like 3, and I missed a cymbal and crashed to the floor. So music can be painful. And that was my plan, I guess. My dad wanted me to be a drummer, I guess, so he could hire me in the band and didn't need to maybe pay me as much. And then I started getting into acting, and I went to acting school at School of Performing Arts for 4 years and did the drama thing, and actually worked for quite a few years in New York as an actor and LA. And I think eventually the music just couldn't, you know, I couldn't fight it and realized that I have to do this. This is it.
I'm dying to know what it's like when all of the family get together. I mean, is it just a big old sing song at Christmas and that kind of thing?
The Partridge Family. I mean, sometimes that happens, but most of the time it's all about cooking and playing albums. And we have, both my parents are very much into music, so we have quite an amazing vinyl collection at the family house where we all gather. And so there's a lot of music being played, but not maybe just us doing Kumbaya, my love. You
know? I love that. Okay, let's play one of the big hits, if this is okay, from your sister, Nena Cherry. So which one should we choose, Man Child or Buffalo Stance? What do you think?
I would choose Man Child.
hypnosis, cause I believe in miracles and words and steady doses. Enough, R-E-S-P-E-M-C-T. Respect and self-express, no stress. The mark is easy, just believe that all you need is the air that you breathe. In heavy doses.
The FBS.
The Forces Station.
Hatch and Gear's Music Special with Eagle Eye Cherry.
That was Nina Cherry's Man Child. What a song. I love it. We are with the singer Eagle Eye Cherry, and this is a music special listening to Hatch and Gear on BFBS Radio. So, what music did you grow up listening to, Eagle Eye? If you had to sort of list some of your musical influences, who are they?
Oh, Lord, there was so much music back home. I mean, we grew up a lot of, you know, a lot of kind of Marvin Gaye and Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin, a lot of that stuff. But I think when I started discovering music on my own, and the first album I ever bought was The Clash, London Calling. And I got really into that kind of, you know, the Ramones and even the Specials and Blondie and all that. So that was kind of a big, big sound for me at that time.
And of course, you've lived all over the world as well. That must influence the kind of music you make, does it?
Well, I mean, I spent larger part of my life in New York City, so I think my music does have a lot of that Americana thing going on. But I think that what I listen to doesn't necessarily reflect what I'm making for myself. I've got, you know, my sound. I write a lot of my songs on the acoustic guitar, and it's kind of the driving factor in most of the music I make. But when I'm, you know, just listening, I'm very much a mood listener. Depending on if it's kind of a mellow, rainy day, I might listen to jazz. If I need to clean the house, I might put on the Sex Pistols, you know. It really doesn't really matter what it is, as long as it's good music.
So you've spent a lot of time in the States. You live in Sweden. Do you feel more American than British or more Swedish?
More American than British? I definitely feel more American than British. I feel Swedish when I'm in America and American when I'm in Sweden. And that's, you know, I'm 50-50.
Mm. Now, we played Save Tonight earlier, and it's, of course, one of your biggest hits. It's been huge around the world, and you get a nice little royalty check from that, I bet, every year. What's the strangest place you've heard that playing on the radio? Because you must have walked into bars and all kinds of places, and that must have been on the radio.
That's a good question. I know that, like, Target, you can hear it there in the States. I still, you know, that actually is interesting, having it played in places like that, and that actually, you know, pays up at the end of the day. But the weird thing is when you kind of go to, like, a restaurant or something, and they're so excited that you're there, and the first thing they do is put on your music, and the last thing I want to hear is myself when I'm sitting in a restaurant trying to hang out with some friends, you know. It's like, it's a bit distracting when you hear yourself on the sound system.
You've probably been overtaken by your niece by now. Mabel just so happens to be one of the biggest pop stars on the planet at the moment. How do you feel about that?
Oh, you know, she's my niece. I'm so proud. And quite early on, we started feeling that she had something. And mainly, I thought she might be a songwriter, kind of work behind the scenes as a songwriter producer, because at that time, she didn't really seem at all interested in being in front of the, you know, on the front of the stage, having grown up with a mom who did that. And then all of a sudden, everything just exploded. And I'm so proud of her. And it's just amazing to see.
Yeah. She's had so much success so young as well, hasn't she?
Yeah, I couldn't have handled it at that age, I tell you. I was happy that I didn't hit that early on, because it's so intense, as we all know.
Do you guide her a little bit?
My sister does. Nana definitely gives the support when she needs it. And it's a whole different scene now because of the whole social media and everything. It's just so constant. It never stops. Plus, it used to be more, you know, you release single album and then there would be kind of a break in between. But now it's so constant.
Yeah.
They just keep releasing music and it just doesn't stop. So I'm very impressed that she's handling it, but it is intense.
Let's stick on a track from your niece, Mabel. Which one should we choose? What's your favorite?
Okay is my favorite, but that wasn't one of the singles. So Call Me Up, is a single, if you're going to want to play one of the singles. But otherwise, I would play Okay. The anxiety song is fantastic.
Wake up with a knot in my chest. Tried everything just to get out of bed. It ain't working. It ain't working. Sometimes I can get like this, cover it up with a smile on my face, but I'm hurting. I'm still hurting. There are days when the world gets heavy, sleepless nights I've had way too many, when it's late and no one's around, around. Alone in my room and the tears start pouring, wishing the nights were still the morning, but tonight I'ma let them fall down. Fall down, cause it's okay not to be okay. It's okay if you feel the pain. Don't gotta wipe your tears away. Tomorrow's another day. It's okay not to be okay. It's fine, you're allowed to break. As long as you know, as long as you know, everything's gonna be okay. Okay, okay. As long as you know, as long as you know, everything's gonna be okay. Look at you, look at me. We all going through it. If you look beyond the surface, beyond the surface. So what do I do? Just wear it on my sleeve. Maybe then you believe that I'm hurting. That I'm hurting. There are days when the world gets heavy. Sleepless nights, I've had way too many. And it feels like there's no way out, way. Were still the morning, but tonight I'ma let them fall down, fall down. Cause it's okay not to be okay. It's okay if you feel the pain. Don't gotta wipe your tears away. Tomorrow's another day. It's okay not to be okay. It's fine, you're allowed to break. As long as you know, as long as you know, everything's gonna be okay, okay. It's okay not to be okay.